Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Dominic DiMaggio, the bespectacled Red Sox center fielder, who was overshadowed by his older brother Joe's spectacular career, died early Friday. He was 92. DiMaggio was a seven-time All-Star who still holds the record for the longest consecutive game hitting streak in Red Sox history. Known as the Little Professor because of his eyeglasses and his small frame, DiMaggio hit safely in 34 straight games in 1949. Ironically, the streak was broken on August 9 when his big brother Joe caught a sinking line drive in the eighth inning of a Red Sox win over the Yankees. Dom DiMaggio spent his entire career with the Red Sox, 10 full seasons plus 3 games in 1953. He was teammates and close friends with Red Sox greats Ted Williams, Bobby Doerr, and Johnny Pesky. In his book, The Teammates, the late David Halberstam documented that friendship. He talked about it in a 2003 interview on WBUR's Here and Now.
Four guys growing up all on the West Coast, coming to one team, a baseball mad town, in roughly the same time, having this friendship, the love. That won't happen again. Big money, free agency, planes instead of trains. You'll never have that kind of affection and human texture again, and they were appreciative of the good things and the good things that endured in their lives in the way that many Americans now take good things that happened to them for granted.
Dom DiMaggio hit leadoff for the Red Sox, and in that same interview, he recalled that role.
My job was to get on base, because once I got on base, then I had Johnny behind me and have the guys behind us drive us in.
After the Red Sox finally won the World Series for the first time in 86 years in 2004, DiMaggio, Pesky, and Doerr were on hand on opening day 2005 to raise the championship banner at Fenway Park. For WBUR, I'm Alex Ashlock.